Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yaakov is a Siman Reish Sadi Beis. We're going to try to do the whole Siman today. This is Mishnah Berurah Yaakov for Wednesday, November 26th. Now we're coming to the Mincha on Shabbos, the din of Tzilas Mincha b'Shabbos. In Mincha we say Ashrei Nevolat Zion before Shmona Esrei, and then we say Vani Sefilasi before the Kriyas HaTorah. So we have Ashrei Nevolat Zion, then Ani Sefilasi, etc. Then Motzian Sefer Torah. Then we take out the Sefer Torah, the Kairin, and we read Shloisha Anashim. We read with having three Aliyos, okay, three different people have three Aliyos, Asara Psukim, it should be at least 10 Psukim, Mi Parsha Haba, at least 10 Psukim from the coming Parsha should be read. And even if Yom Tov is on Shabbos, Kairin the Parsha Haba, okay, even if it's Yom Tov is on Shabbos, okay, you're still going to read the coming Shabbos' parsha, whenever that is, the Lo B'Shel Yom Tov, and not that of Yom Tov. So let's say Yom Tov is going to be the next Shabbos, or that Shabbos, okay? You always read on that Shabbos the Kriya for whenever the next Shabbos Kriya is, okay? Let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph. Oymim Ashrei Vol Tzion. You say Ashrei Vol Tzion. Umafsikin b'kaddish. And right after Vol Tzion, there's a kaddish. Koden v'anis filasi. So you have kaddish before anis filasi. V'amiras v'Vol Tzion v'mincha hu b'mkoyim seydei kedusha v'chol. And he says the Vol Tzion in mincha is in place of the seydei kedusha that we have during the weekday. As you all know, at the end of Shachris, during the week, we always have a Vol Tzion. So here during Mincha, we have this Vol Tzion, okay, that we normally do not have at a Mincha. But on Shabbos Mincha, we have a Vol Tzion because we don't have a Vol Tzion in the morning on Shabbos morning. V'Shabbos Shemarich and Harbei B'Shachris and Musaf, right? The reason why is because on Shabbos, since there's a long davening in Shachris and Musaf in the morning, so Hinichu ala Mincha, they kept the Vol Tzion, okay, which has the Seder Kedusha, Kadosh, 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 Baruch Kavod, they saved that for Mincha time. Beis, and Mishnah Berurah, Vanis Filasi is said, Hu al Pia Midrash. This is based on the Midrash to say Vanis Filasi. What's the idea, if you ever listen to Vanis Filasi, okay, why do we say that? Then, why do we say Anis Filasi Mincha on Shabbos? So he says, "Shamar David lepnei Kadosh Baruch Hu." He said, "David Amel said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Ein Umazu, this nation, Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, is not ki ovde Gilulim. They're not like ovde Avodah Zarah. Shashaisin, what they do is when they have a big meal, they drink umishtakrim." They drink, they get totally trashed, okay. We're not like that. We don't drink, get trashed, okay, and you know mock, okay. What we do, we're not like that. Afal pi shachalnu v'shasinu, even though we ate and drank Shabbos shtia, we have wine. Still, we're different. Vanisa filasi lecha Hashem, our tefillas are to you, Hashem. Right, Eis Ratzon. Okay, we come to you after we eat and drink to daven. We call out to you. Our eyes are towards you. Aval b'mincha shal Yom Tov ein omer maso. B'mincha and Yom Tov, we do not say Anis Filasi. Kevan de Inkarim b'Torah. Since we don't have a Kriyas HaTorah, Shehu Eis Ratzon Ayidei Zeh. Okay, this we don't have a Kriya Satara, okay, that is the Eis Ratzon. Okay, this is the Eis Ratzon that we're talking about. Okay, so that, therefore we don't say Vanisa Filasi, okay, on Yom Tov. Liu b'Shabbos nagu l'amro. However, once they were masakin on Shabbos, the minhag became to say it after makom she'ein sefer Torah. Even if there's no sefer Torah, the minhag already became to always say vanisa filasi l'chashem efetzon okim baruch v'tzacha neini b'mesh shecha. Okay, v'chein afilu v'afilu b'yachid. And therefore, even b'yachid, if you're davening b'yachidus in your house, people don't know this. If you're davening b'yachidus in your house. Okay, even if you don't have a sefer Torah, you should still say Vanisa Filasi, okay, because it became part of the Nusach HaTfilah for Shabbos Mincha. Even though on Yom Tov we Gufa don't say Vanisa Filasi, because there is no Kriyas HaTorah. But Mincha, there is in principle Kriyas HaTorah, you just might not have a Kriyas HaTorah because you don't have a sefer Torah or because you're davening at home. So therefore you should say Vanisa Filasi. Mishnah Berurah Gimel, Motzian Sefer Torah v'Karin, he says, Motzian v'chulei, humi takanas Ezra. This is, okay, based on the takanas of Ezra to go ahead and to lain on Shabbos, okay, at Mincha. It's part of the takanas that Ezra established, part of the obligations that came from the time of Ezra, Kedisav Gemara, like it said in the Gemara, and Megillah Chaf Aleph, Ayin Sham, Sif Katan Dalid, Shlosh Onashim. So you have three aliyos. B'mincha ain Omrim Kaddish. Now he goes on. By Mincha we don't say Kaddish Alabima LaOlam. We don't say Kaddish on the Bima at all. Hainu Bein B'Shabbes Bein B'Tainus. Okay, we never say Mincha. Whether we're talking about on Shabbos, when we have a Kriya at Mincha, or on a Tainus during the week, where we have a Kriya at Mincha, at the Bima, we never say Kaddish after. Rak with Nea Amud, when is the Kaddish said? By the Amud, when the Baal Tfila gets back, after the Tzeva Torah is brought back, Kodem Tfilah Shmoneh Esrei. That's the only Kaddish that's said after the laning on Shabbos and on a Tainus. On any time we only have a Kriya during, we have a Kriya during Mincha, the Kaddish is not said right after the Kriya like we have in the morning. And the Kaddish that we, that the Baal Tfila says at Mincha time, on Shabbos and on a Tainus, okay, right before the Shmoneh Esrei, is also a Kaddish for the Sefer Torah. The Omru Miyad Alabima, because if a person said the Kaddish right away at Mincha, at the Bima, okay, before the Sefer Torah was brought back, before, not at the Amud by the Baal Tfila, Imkein Lefnei Amud Lo Yomru Kaddish. Then, when it came, okay, to the Wat, when it came to the Baal Tfila, saying Shmoneh Esrei, okay, right before Shmoneh Esrei, he would not say Kaddish. He would not be able to say Kaddish then. Why? Ki ein bamela hafsik bein kaddishim. Because there's nothing to be mafsik between the kaddishim. Why? Because yahalu, which is pasuk echad, lo havi hefsik. Okay? Yahalu, which is one pasuk, is not considered a hefsik. Biaf sha'oimim mizmor l'ashem ha'aretz. And even though we say mizmor l'ashem ha'aretz u'meloa, right? Or, right? Ein zem ikar adin. This is not Meikar Adin. So Yahalu, which is a Pasuk Echad, is not a Hefsek. The Mizmor of Hashem Aratum Loa is not Meikar Adin. So therefore, in principle, the initial Takana was not to say Kaddish after the Kriya, because then there would be no break between the Kaddish at the Bima and the Kaddish for the Baal Tfila at the Amud before Shmoneh Esrei. And therefore, the Olam, okay, Roi Lahas Mincha Kaddish. Therefore, the Kaddish at Mincha should always be right next to Tefillah Shmoneh Esrei. Masha'ein came b'Shachris, as opposed to b'Shachris, Yesh Hefsek b'Amiras Ashrei Bein Tainus. It's a Hefsek, okay, between Masha'en came in Shachris is a hefsek with Ashrei being time, right? What do we do in Shachris? We have the Kriyas HaTorah, and after that we have Ashrei Lamatzeach, Uval Tzion. So therefore, it is appropriate to say Kaddish, okay, before we bring back the Sefer Torah, okay? And therefore he says, when there's no Sefer Torah b'Shabbos b'Mincha, he says, when there's no Sefer Torah on Shabbos, okay, in Mincha at all, right? There's no Sefer Torah at all. Lo yomru rak pamechad kaddish achar ashrei v'otzion. So then, well, what do you do if there's no Sefer Torah? At Mincha on Shabbos. So he's saying, what you should do is, you should say Kaddish once after Ashrei V'Letzion. That's when you say Kaddish. U'pasuk v'anis tefilasi. Okay? And also, anis tefilasi should also be said as Kodem Kaddish, before Kaddish. Kedei shelo yeh hefsek ben Kaddish la tefila. So there shouldn't be any hefsek between the Kaddish and the Tefillah. So if there's no Sefer Torah, you say Ashrei V'Letzion V'Anis Tefilasi Kaddish, and then go right into Shemona Esrei. After there's no Sefer Torah at the Mincha on Shabbos. Otherwise, as we said, you would lane and hold off on the Kaddish, okay, until also before the Baal Tefillah would start Shemona Esrei, right before. So there'd be no hefsek between the Kaddish and the Tefillah. Hey. Lo b'shel Yom Tov. Lo b'shel Yom Tov, he says. Lo b'shel Yom Tov. We do not lane the Yom Tov. Okay, even if Shabbos falls in on Yom Tov. Okay, we do not lane it. Daha kriya einena b'shvil Yom Tov. Because the kriya has nothing to do with Yom Tov on that Shabbos. So even if it is Shabbos and Yom Tov, okay, we always only read the kriya for the Shabbos coming up. Daba mincha b'Yom Tov ain't karin, because mincha and Yom Tov there is no kriya, there's no halacha of kriya. So therefore, even if Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, okay, the kriya was always going to be Shabbos focused. On what the next parsha of Shabbos is going to be. Okay? Next, right, the next parsha on the next Shabbos. Okay? Beis. Oymim tzikascha, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Oymim tzikascha, after Shemona Esrei, we say tzikascha tzedek, as you all know. V'chal bo yom sh'ilu hayachol. And if that Shabbos fell out on a day, that if it was a weekday, lo hayu omrim bo b'mincha nefilas apayim. If Shabbos fell out on a day that one would not say at Mincha Tachnun, then ain't Omrim Tzikas Vasedek. Then we would not say Tzikas Vasedek. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. What does this mean? Okay, Tzikascha. You say Tzikascha. Temei Subo Yosef Moshe V'David. Okay, this is when Yosef Moshe and David died. So we say Tzikas Vasedek. V'chein nagu shelo l'kvara oz midrash, and therefore the minag is not to be kaveya then midrash, ki chacham shemeis kol midrashas betelim. Okay, therefore the minag became not to be kaveya at that time midrash, because when a chacham dies, all the midrashas are batel. Ubach herich lochiach. And the Bach went on in the tour to be Mochiach Shalom Meis Moshe B'Shabbos, right? He taught that, he proved that Moshe did not die on Shabbos, Rak on Erev Shabbos. Lo Nignaz Ad Shabbos B'Mincha B'Shaita De'Eis Ratzo. U'Kamo Shekasu Bazar. And he wasn't put away until Shabbos Mincha, the time of Eis Ratzon. Ukamo, like it says in the Zohar, Va'anu Omrim Tzidek Hadin Alav Bizman Shenignas. And we were we say Tzidik HaDin on Moshe Rabbeinu at the time when he was hidden, right? Hidden from the world. Okay, as you all know, we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu was buried. Yesh Mefarshim, Do'arim Tzikascha, Lahatzdik HaDin, and the others that say, we say Tzikascha, to be Matzdik, okay, to go ahead and assert, okay, that there's going to be Din Al HaRishayim, there's going to be proper onesh for the Rishayim, Shechrozer, and they're going to be Chozer L'Gehenim Mosei Shabbos. Okay, so we're Matzdik the Din, that Hashem's Din is MS, and that it's going to the Rishayim are going to return to Gehenim Mosei Shabbos. Okay, but the bottom line is that Tzikasa Tzedek is said only on the time, as we said, when during Mincha, if it was a weekday, okay, during Mincha on a weekday, if we would not say Tachnun, we also would not say Tzikasa Tzedek. So therefore he says, look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Zayin, Bo B'Mincha V'chulei Perish, Bein Sheyom HaShabbos Rosh Chodesh, whether the Yom HaShabbos is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Bein Sheyom Rishon, not only if Yom Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, but also if Yom Rishon Sheacharav Rosh Chodesh. Let's say Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. Okay, Bim Kain Ilu HaYachol, and therefore, if the day before, right, on a Chol, the day before Rosh Chodesh on a Chol, Lo Ayu Amin B'Mincha Nefilat HaPayim, right? In other words, if Shabbos was a Chol, and Sunday was Rosh Chodesh, so make believe Shabbos was Chol, so you wouldn't say Tachnun at Mincha, because Erev Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tachnun at Mincha. So therefore, if Rosh Chodesh falls down on Sunday, we do not say Sikas HaTzedek. Okay, that's what he says. In Kain, Ilu HaYachol, Lo Ayu Amin B'Mincha Nefilat HaPayim, Shekvar Chal B'Mixas Yom Shel Acharav, because it's already Chal, okay, and connected up as to the partially to the day that comes after. Therefore, now as well on Shabbos, we do not say Sikas Tzedek if it is Mincha that is on Shabbos, Erev Rosh Chodesh, which will be on Sunday. Ches. Okay, we have to go to the Ramah. V'nagu shelo l'gvoa medrash bein Mincha l'mayriv. And the minhag is not to have medrash between Mincha and Ma'ariv, okay, on Shabbos. Aval Eimim Pirkei Avos B'Kayetz V'Shir HaMalas B'Chayref, but we say Pirkei Avos, okay, in davening in the Wat in the summer. Okay, so after Mincha, okay, it is a minhag to say Pirkei Avos, though there's no medrash. He says, it said in the summertime between Mincha and Ma'ariv, v'shir ha'malos b'chayrev, and shir ha'malos is said in the winter, v'chol makom l'fi minhago, and whatever the minhag is. Let's see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about this. V'nagu v'shalo l'gvo ha'midrash. So he says, v'eino iser. There's no iser. Right? There's no iser to go ahead and to be kovei ha'midrash. El minhag l'zikaron bi'alma. It's a minhag of zikaron, okay? And the reason for it is, as we said, in Sivvav, because this was the day of what? The Mesubo Yosef Moshe V'David. Okay, and therefore, when a Chacham Shemes, the Midrashas are Betalim. So that's the Minhag. V'davka Shalol L'mod B'Chavrusa. Okay? He says, Davka, he's saying, you shouldn't learn B'Chavrusa, meaning having a big get-together, okay, learning b'charusa, a whole chabura, shouldn't be a big chabura learning, aval shnayim shnayim, but, you know, two, having charusa, like what we call charusas, having two people learning together, loimdim vateim, that's not a problem to learn in your house, doesn't mean you're not supposed to learn, it means you're not supposed to have a big get together, Kemosha Kasubi Yordea Simon Shindal Mem, Sifyut Ches, and Nasi Shemes, like we see in Shindal Mem, when a Nasi dies, you're still learning in your houses, you're not, you know, learning necessarily, okay, you're not Kovea Medrish, in the base Medrish, okay, with Chabura, but you still should learn with Yicharusa during that time, Bein Mincha L'Mayriv, between Mincha and Ma'ariv. That means when it's close to nightfall. Therefore, the minhag came to give drushas before mincha. Okay, and if the drasha comes right to, before it gets dark, azay lo yomu praki moshiyah malas. Okay, then you should not say the parak of Pirkei Avos or Shira Malas, because ishiyuchu l'kayim suyos shishus bezmana. In order to say shal shudus bezmana, okay, obviously mincha bezmana and shal shudus bezmana. So then Pirkei Avos will not trump shal shudus. If Eliyahu Rabba isa b'shem Malbusha Yom Tov, Eliyahu Rabba, who said the name of the Malbusha Yom Tov, Shiroa l'Rabba Maralmi Prague. He saw this Rebbe, the Maralmi Prague, the Kamapam Shadarish. He saw that he was Darish by Mincha l'Mariv. The Maralmi Prague would give drushes between Mincha l'Mariv. V'alkein nira bizmanenu ein l'namizeh. Therefore, the Mishabura ends off that in our day, one should not hold back from giving drushes during that time. I know in our shul based tefila, the Rav will give shiurim. Many times it's on Pirkei Avos during that time. But he will give shiurim on different inyanim between mincha right before shal shudas, between mincha and ma'ariv. Ki yadua shematzui, you have an asino rabim. Because what's the basis for why are we makel and we do have it? Because we see the asino rabim beizem makomos she'oskim as kaman hashem beis hamedrash besicha betelus. What do people end up doing? People end up not listening and going to their house and, let's say, learning the charusa in their houses. They end up staying in shul and they just go ahead and shoot the breeze, and talk about issues that sicha b'teila, narishkeit, they'll talk about. Uvadai tov yoseh l'shmo divrei musar, k'dei she'yol lo yavol zeh. And for sure, it's better to hear divrei musar, drasha, k'dei she'yol lo yavol zeh. You should not come to this terrible thing of, oh, we're not going to have kovei ha-medrash, so therefore, we're just going to talk about the Yankees, the Dodgers, and the Mets. Adkan.